This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
KLUC-FM and HD1 Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Gotta have it on every morning.
I love the Chet Buchanan Show.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome. To the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, let's do it. Is it Friday yet? Not
Is
quite.
It Friday?
Almost. Almost. Is it Toy Drive yet? Almost.
Almost.
28 days until Toy Drive. Today is Thursday, the 6th day of November, 2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. Yeah, 28 days. Last night. Man, what time is it? It was like 7 something. Anyways, in the middle of something else, right? And my phone starts blowing up like and it's like, what?
What emergency am I missing?
Hey, a buddy of mine who's a photographer out at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. We had made a trade that I had forgotten about. And I said, send me a bunch of pictures, man. And he goes, okay, cool. And so he downloads like 20 pictures. He's texts me like 20 pictures from Las Vegas Motor Speedway. I've done that gig for like a decade, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he's just sending stuff for the last 10 years, which was great. And stuff I hadn't seen in a while, stuff I'd forgotten about. It's great. Then on the back side of that is another like 10 pictures from our boy Jeremy, and he got his church group together and they made a whole bunch of Toy Drive donation boxes that I'm not exactly sure what they're doing with them. But here's the dirty little secret of Toy Drive that I'll tell you. Everybody always goes, hey, can you send us a logo? No, we cannot. Those are reserved for official sponsors and yada, yada, yada. But what you do on your own, this is our 27th year of Toy Drive. I am not, as long as you're not making money off of it, you can get away with just about anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like if you wanted to grab stuff and do it, and as long as you're not, hey, come into our business and we'll give you a 40% off or whatever, where you're making money off of our name.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's coming after you. By the way, I don't care what happens. I'm not going to be the one coming after you anyway. So, and I know Michaela's not doing it. Is she too busy?
Yeah, babe, just cool. Don't.
And Adrian, and we know how Adrian roll. Adrian's like, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You do whatever you want, period.
Yes.
Keep it cool.
Doesn't matter. Just do it. Yeah.
Just keep it cool.
I was checking out another, buddy of ours that does radio in another city, and they did who's the most normal on our show. And I went, well, that's boring because it's Adrian.
Uh-huh.
On our show, Adrian's the most normal.
But also that doesn't say much because Adrian is still a wild man. So for him to be the most normal, we're like,
that's scary.
That's just still terrifying.
Yeah, that's fine.
Not say much about us.
It's a razor thin margin, but yeah.
Had to choose.
But it's also the obvious choice. It's just, for me, I went, yeah, that's... I'd love to think I was. I don't know that I am. I don't think so.
Yeah.
So, all right, good. So we're ready. So yeah, and everybody's starting to get fired up for Toy Drive. We're going to need everybody. We really are. We're going to need everybody this year. And you know what? Your community needs you. For real.
Oh, for sure.
If we're going to try and do one more toy, we need to fill 42 trucks. That's usually been right. That's where we've been sitting for the last 4 or 5 years. And to be honest with you, it could have been 50, could have been, well, it wasn't less. It could have been 50 a lot of times, but 42 seems to be where we've ended up. 7,675 bikes is the number for one more bike, and 786,895 bikes. I do like round numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I do like rounded off stuff.
Yes.
786,895 would be one more bike. But I say, why not just do 8,000 bikes and do $800,000? That'd be really cool.
Keep it easy.
And in many cultures, 8 is a very lucky number.
Oh, so, yeah, it's a money number.
Please. So why, who am I to stop you from having good luck?
Hello?
Not me. No. Not Michaela. Mm-mm. Not Adrian.
Nope.
Not anybody. So it all starts in 28 days, 4 weeks from now. Is Toy Drive. 3 weeks from now is Thanksgiving.
Let's go.
24 hours from now is Friday. So we have that to look forward to.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First this.
On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, so what do you do with this? First pick. My husband loaned our neighbor our truck, says Kathy in Rhodes Ranch. The neighbor returned the truck without filling up the tank. I was a little surprised, says Kathy, because I thought that was guy code to do that. It is. Can we stipulate that? Can we stipulate that for the court, Michaela?
Yeah, I think we'd even just broaden it. It's just
human
code.
Yeah, human. It's code. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Guy code, girl code, human code, dog code, cat code.
Yeah. If my dog's driving my car, you better fill it up with gas.
If you're borrowing the truck... When I mentioned it to my friends that he didn't fill up with the tank, they all thought gas was too expensive to be doing that anymore. I don't know that you can price out being a good person. Like, that's the agreement. That's just how we live as human beings, says Kathy. You borrow the truck, you throw some gas in it.
Exactly.
Adrian, where are we starting here?
We'll start with Roger Asel from Galleria.
All right, Roger. If you borrow the truck, you throw some gas in it. That's how it goes, right? That's a quote from Kathy in Rhodes Ranch.
At least what you took it with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
You have a tank, bring it back half a tank.
Right.
Or go rent the truck, spend more money, put you got a gas out of anyway. So it's kind of a just common practice in my opinion.
Okay. That's funny. You awoke something in me with that. If you're okay, but I'm not filling up the tank. It costs $100. It'll cost $75 to fill up the tank. Yeah, but if you go rent a truck, it's at least that, right?
Yeah, plus the gas you got to fill back up. If not, they ding you for $30 a gallon, whatever it is.
Yes.
Right. Feels like it.
You can't really dispute that charge.
30 might be a little high, but yeah. Well, but yeah.
Not
it feels off. Like it.
I know they stick it to you.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, such a good point.
You're right, though. Yeah, you've got to make a fairly solid guess at, like you said, half a tank, then you bring it back with half a tank. But what's wrong with topping it on? And I'm just spitballing here because I don't know that I truly believe this. But what's wrong with topping it off to show your appreciation?
nothing at all. You're thanking them for letting you use the truck, and, you know, you're giving them gas back you used, plus the wear and tear on the car, and maintenance isn't free.
Yeah, dude. I feel like it's the equivalent of, like, someone making you dinner, putting it in a Tupperware, and then you just bring the Tupperware. It's still disgusting. Like, you didn't bother washing it. Like, that's the equivalent to me. Like, you got to just give it back how it's
the way
best.
You took it.
Yes.
Or the way it should be.
Better. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Better. Give it back better than what you got it.
There you go.
Oh, there it is. That's what I was waiting for right there. I was waiting for the smirk coming from the producer's studio. What? I was waiting for the Adrian smirk. Go ahead.
I'm kind of taking points off of these people not being adults and confronting the person because this is human code. I don't understand not saying anything and be like, hey, bro, you're not getting away with this. Take my car and go up the street to Terrible's and fill it up.
Yes.
If you're going to send us an email, hey, bro, you got to learn how to see too many people on the internet. Don't know how to talk in person. Come on.
If you're new to the show.
That's amazing. Yes.
Yep. If you're new to the show, what I was expecting, because because Adrian will come with this side, and I love this about, truly, I love this about you, dude. You and I don't agree on things all the time. And when I saw the smirk after, and I forget which point Roger had just made, and then you smirked, and I was ready for you to say, hey, are you letting me borrow the truck or not? Like, why do I have to come out of pocket? I would just rent a truck and not have to put up with your BS. I expected that maybe that side was coming.
Nope.
From you. So.
And the way Adrian said it, like, you can actually say it pretty, like, funny. But if I brought the car back to Adrian, he was like, bro, take it back to the gas station with gas in it. Like, I would think that was actually funny. I wouldn't get offended. I'd be like, you're right, dude.
Did you put gas into it? Did you put gas in it? No. Roger, are you
okay? Put it back in.
Yeah.
Are you okay? Are you okay if Kathy's husband's buddy or their neighbor or whoever he is, if he just comes back and he throws you a 20?
That'd be okay. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
I would still kind of go, are you lazy? You know, right?
I think it goes back to how good of a friend is it?
Yeah, she said neighbors, so I didn't take it that there was necessarily a relationship there.
But, okay, but how long have they lived next to you?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
But we don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's usually how it is. We just kind of got to make it up in our head half the time.
Right.
But you're right, and we would like to reward you for your efforts this morning with tickets to, Michaela?
Snow Jam
at the convention center. Are you a skier or a snowboarder?
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, so what do you do with this? First pick, my husband loaned our neighbor our truck, says Kathy in Rhodes Ranch. The neighbor returned the truck without filling up the tank. I was a little surprised, says Kathy, because I thought that was guy code to do that. It is. Can we stipulate that for the court, Michaela?
Yeah, I think we'd even just broaden it. It's just
human
code.
Yeah, human. It's code. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Guy code, girl code, human code. Dog code, cat code.
Yeah. If my dog's driving my car, you better fill it up with gas.
If you're borrowing the truck, when I mentioned it to my friends that he did, that he didn't fill up with the tank, they all thought gas was too expensive to be doing that anymore. I don't know that you can price out being a good person. Like, that's the agreement. That's just how we live as human beings, says Kathy. You borrow the truck, you throw some gas in it.
Exactly.
Adrian, where are we starting here?
We'll start with Roger Asel from Galleria.
All right. Roger, if you borrow the truck, you throw some gas in it. That's how it goes, right? That's a quote from Kathy in Rhodes Ranch.
At least what you took it with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
You have half a tank, bring it back half a tank.
Right.
Or go rent the truck, spend more money, put you gotta gas out of anyway. So it's kind of a just common practice in my opinion.
Okay, that's funny. You just awoke something in me with that. If you're okay, but if I'm not filling up the tank, it costs $100. It'll cost $75 to fill up the tank. Yeah, but if you go rent a truck, it's at least that, right?
Yeah, plus the gas you got to fill back up. If not, they ding you for $30 a gallon, whatever it is.
Yes.
Right? Feels like it.
They dispute that charge.
30 might be a little high, but yeah. But yeah,
it's not
it feels
off.
Like it.
I know they stick it to you.
Yeah, for sure. Such a good point.
You're right, though. Yeah, you've got to make a fairly solid guess at, like you said, half a tank, then you bring it back with half a tank. But what's wrong with topping it off? And I'm just spitballing here because I don't know that I truly believe this. But what's wrong with topping it off to show your appreciation?
Nothing at all. You're thanking them for letting you use the truck, and you know you're giving them gas back you used, plus the wear and tear on the car, and maintenance isn't free.
Yeah, dude. I feel like it's the equivalent of like someone making you dinner, putting it in a Tupperware, and then you just bring the Tupperware, still disgusting. Like you didn't bother washing it. Like that's the equivalent to me. Like you gotta just
absolutely.
Give it back how it's
the way
best.
You took it.
Yes.
Or the way it should be.
Better. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Better. Give it back better than what you got it.
There you go.
Oh, there it is. That's what I was waiting for right there. I was waiting for the smirk coming from the producer's studio. I was waiting for the Adrian smirk. Go ahead.
I'm kind of taking points off of these people not being adults and confronting the person because this is human code. I don't understand not saying anything and be like, hey, bro, you're not getting away with this. Take my car and go up the street to Terrible's and fill it up.
Yeah.
If you're going to send us an email, hey, bro, you got to learn how to count. See, too many people on the internet don't know how to talk in person. Come on.
If you're new to the show.
That's amazing. Yes.
Yep. If you're new to the show, what I was expecting, because because Adrian will come with this side, and I love this about, truly, I love this about you, dude. You and I don't agree on things all the time. And when I saw the smirk after, and I forget which point Roger had just made, and then you smirked, and I was ready for you to say, hey, are you letting me borrow the truck or not? Like, why do I have to come out of pocket? I would just rent a truck and not have to put up with your BS. I expected that maybe that side was coming.
Nope.
From you. So.
And the way Adrian said it, like, you can actually say it pretty, like, funny. But if I brought the car back to Adrian, he was like, bro, take it back to the gas station with gas in it. Like, I would think that was actually funny. I wouldn't get offended. I'd be like, you're right, dude.
Did you put gas into it? Did you put gas in it? No. Roger, are you
okay? Put it back in.
Yeah.
Are you okay? Are you okay if Kathy's husband's buddy or their neighbor or whoever he is, if he just comes back and he throws you a 20?
That'd be okay. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
I would still kind of go, you lazy, you know, right?
And I think it goes back to how good of a friend is it?
Yeah, she said neighbors, so I didn't take it that there was necessarily a relationship there. But,
okay, but how long have they lived next to you?
Yeah, I don't know. I that part I don't know.
But we don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's usually how it is. We just kind of got to make it up in our head half the time.
Right.
But you're right, and we would like to reward you for your efforts this morning with tickets to, Michaela?
Snow Jam
at the convention center. Are you a skier or a snowboarder?
I am not, but my nephew
or neither.
Is.
See, that's, and we're getting a lot of that as well. People going, you know what? I will sacrifice my knowledge and my opinions for others. You're a giver, Roger.
I am a Vegas native, so I've never really got into skiing or snowboarding.
Dude, I tried. I can't even get off the little kid lift, and it's embarrassing, and I'm never doing it again, and it sucks.
That's how I'd probably be.
Yeah, no, it's awful. No. In fact, they had to stop the stupid. The last time I tried, they had to stop the stupid lift so I could get out of the way. It was so awful.
I'd probably fall terrible. Off while I'm getting my skis.
Me and you. I'll meet you at the bar.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
You know, we'd do it anyway, even if they didn't make us, but it's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Perhaps my favorite story of the last month and a half, maybe. I mean, I'm sure there are others, but I just can't think of them right now. But this, I really love this story coming up in just a minute. A 93-year-old guy in L.A., his name's Norm. Of course it is. He's 93.
Yeah, Norm.
It got his dog back almost 2 weeks after she went missing. all thanks to Norm's dirty socks. Ah, yuck.
Yikes.
93-year-old dirty socks.
Uh-huh.
Gross.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody saw Norm's dog. We don't know Norm's dog's name. That's usually that kind of stuff pops up in these stories. Not this time. Somebody spotted the dog at a nature preserve about a mile away from Norm's house. So they were like, God, how are we gonna get this dog back? She loves Norm's dirty socks. They were like, what's her favorite thing? And so they made a trail. They're the old Family Guy bit. Woo, piece of candy. Woo, piece of candy. Those of you who know,
Yeah.
Woo, piece of candy. Uh-huh. So they made a trail. They made a trail of Norm's dirty socks that led into just like a holding pen. This stupid dog was like, dirty, oh, this is great. And went along and was picking up all the dirty socks, like had a mouthful of dirty socks, and walked into the cage where there was another pile of dirty socks. And so, yeah, they got the dog back.
I feel like every dog I've ever had loves mine and Lisa's underwear, socks. Yeah, they go in the laundry. Yeah, but that's what they like to do. They're gross.
Oh, no. I have also had to, we couldn't put laundry on the floor because you'd end up getting them chewed, and that's disgusting.
Yeah.
But sometimes, and then you let the dog lick your face, which is great. So great. What's really funny, though, is that dog was missing for 2 weeks, and once they figured out the dirty sock trick, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Done. Just done. And believe it or not, the story coming up is better than that one. Believe it or not. But first, a teenager in Boca Raton, Florida, is being hailed as a hero after helping multiple people who got caught in a flash flood last month. 18-year-old Thomas Rosano went car to car, making sure everybody was okay. A few people that he helped then pitched in to help him save an old guy who couldn't get his seatbelt off to get out of his damn car because he's panic-stricken, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The water was up to his shoulders by the time they got him out.
Dang.
But they did. And then there's this. They're freaking out in this small town out in the country in Ireland because they thought they saw a lion roaming around in the woods. Oh now, it's been a minute since we've talked about all the exotic animals of the Vegas Valley.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've told you the story of my house in Green Valley. The neighbor across the street had a freaking cougar. They had a cougar. I never saw it, but I've been to...
I'm so sorry. My side, I don't know what my mind, because it was so unbelievable, went to like a woman, like a cougar woman. And I was like, what?
I knew that's what you were trying to rectify in your head. You were trying to reconcile that.
Wait, a cougar, but an actual
four
animal. Cougar.
No, four legs. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Is that the sound?
What was that sound?
Wow. That's the best I could do.
He nailed it.
Right off the cuff. So they were worried that somebody had a freaking lion that had either gotten out or it had gotten, or they just cut it loose because they couldn't feed the thing anymore, or they realized they had a lion. You know what I mean? After a while, it's not such a good idea.
Right.
For some people. Thankfully, not a lion, just a big dog with a fresh do.
Oh.
And
wow.
True story. They were bringing the dog. I'm guessing it's like one of them Pyrenees, you know, where you could saddle it up and ride
it. Sure. Yeah.
And they had taken him to get groomed. And they say he shaved the body, but left him with hair around his head. And
that's
so
actually hilarious.
You see how the mistake was made because it's in the woods. Yeah. And then, and the owner goes, yeah, he got out. We were trying to get him from the car to the house. He decided he wanted to go show his friends his new, you know, his fresh cut. And then,
hey boys, look at me.
Then what's really great is there's conflicting reports and nobody's actually able to confirm whether the dog's name is Moose or Mouse. But I've seen it both ways.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, yeah. So Moose Mouse
with his
looks like a lion, but it's not a lion. and everything's and everything's okay. But only because I was like, is this really good feeling stories of the day? And I'm like, look how good I feel reading that story. Yeah. Look at the smile on my face. So yes, it does in fact qualify.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
How do you get to be 7 o'clock already? 7:04 even right now. Today, listen, if there's a day that needs to fly by, it's Thursday.
Yes.
Know what I mean? Get us to Friday as soon as possible. Hopefully your day's going by quick too, and we're having fun. It's going by quick. I haven't even drank that much coffee yet. No, this is good. All signs are positive. Today, Thursday, the 6th day of November, 2025. Hey, see her over there? The good-looking one, the talented one? That's Michaela Gordon. See that guy over there? Friendly, taking care of business, handling his stuff? That's Adrian Hernandez. This is the Chet Buchanan Show. 28 days until Toy Drop.
Let's go.
4 weeks. 4 weeks from now. And then, and just to again weird it out, so I put up a post 12 days ago that said 40 days till Toy Drive, and everybody flipped out, got bajillion reactions, and half a bajillion comments. I mean, it was like people like, oh my God, it's crazy. 40 days from now, Toy Drive's over.
Oof.
Mind blowing.
Yeah.
Four weeks from today, Toy Drive starts. 3 weeks from now is Thanksgiving. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. Everything good on your end? Everything all right?
Yeah.
Any news to share? Anything going on?
Good stuff, exciting stuff. Life is good.
Go wherever you see the Q Vegas magazine, you're going to look at that and go, it looks like Michaela Gordon, but that couldn't possibly be her on the cover. Why, you couldn't be more mistaken.
Yeah.
That absolutely is her on the cover. And of course it could be on there. Who else would they put on the cover of Q Vegas
Come
magazine?
On, who?
But one Michaela Gordon. Get your copy today.
Thanks, dude.
Listen. Listen, if you bring it to the station and dance outside of our window, Michaela will come out and sign your copy for you.
Even if you didn't dance, I'd come outside.
No, like, no, no, I'm making them dance. No, you don't get to just show up. Because listen, you'd have to go all the way out there. We can't hold the door open. If we hold our back door open too long.
Oh, yeah, the alarm goes off.
Yeah, there's a really scary alarm because you know why that is. Do you know why that is?
No.
The door doesn't always close tight. And there were people who left the door on the weekend, and we have people coming in and out of here on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
People that aren't necessarily associated with us, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There are people who do things on other radio stations, and they don't care. You know what I mean? They just come in, they don't care.
Yeah.
And so they left the door ever so slightly ajar. And not for nothing, the folks that have taken up residency in the wash behind, they check doors quite frequently and came in.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Just walked right in, waltzed in, coming in.
Hung out for a bit.
Oh my God. Dang.
And what was great was one of the other people that were here, and they're like, you don't look familiar. But they were like, do you work here? Yeah, I work here. Okay. Where? Whatever this is.
Oh, you know my God, like that's is. Amazing.
No.
You know, here, no. Look around. So, what, are you blind?
So now, if the door goes longer than 30 seconds of being latched, honest to God, do you want to take your phone? No, it would scare Mercedes. I don't want to do that. It would scare the people down the hall. Yeah, that wouldn't be very nice. I was like, we should let people hear just how obnoxious this alarm is. But then I realized that would cause more trouble than it's worth.
You know what? I'll give you a listen. Remember the movie Night at the Roxbury when they act like they are the fire trucks? That's how
I'm listening. Okay.
Boop. And they just continue doing it for 5 minutes
in
the movie.
I wish it was that. I wish it was that gentle. Take that and multiply it by a bajillion.
Yes, yes. I did a respectful view.
It's and every once Amber Alert-esque. It's the best way to put it.
And then some, yeah. And what'll happen a lot of times is, you know, you'll be having a conversation. You walk out the back door. We all do it at work. You're talking to your work buddy.
Yeah.
And then, all right, man. Okay, yeah, we'll get right on that project. We'll call them later on today and everything. And all of a sudden, whoop, whoop, whoop. It's like, yeah.
Sorry.
Shut the door.
Jumping out.
Inevitably, the person holding the door doesn't go inside.
No.
They go outside.
Running.
To resume their because that's where the other person is. So you go outside because you want to finish your conversation. And then also inevitably, you don't have your key card to get back in.
Never.
The alarm has gone off and you're locked outside. And so then, yeah.
It's all going bad.
It's a mess. See, we're just, our job's no different than your job. We do all the same stupid stuff.
Yeah, duh.
That you guys do. There's the music. Let's get to Michaela's hometown throwdown. Yesterday, Josh Salinas from Galleria became our new champion. He also, like earlier this morning on the first pick when we gave away tickets to Snow Jam, he got them for his nephew. And his nephew was stoked. So we said, well, that's okay. Good for you, Josh. That's nice. Yeah. But how about, you want a little something for yourself? So our new champion has asked to play for Morgan Wallen tickets. Night number one of the two-night stay at Allegiant Stadium on Friday, May 1st, thanks to our friends at AEG. And if you would like to, if you go, well, geez, I'd like Morgan Wallen tickets. Why can't I have them? There's no reason why you can't.
Mm-hmm.
You just, like Ric Flair used to say back in the day, Adrian, Ric Flair used to say, if you want to be the man, what do you got to do?
You got to be the man.
You got to beat the man. If you want to be the man, you got to beat the man.
That's good.
You got to be caller number 25 right now at 702-364-9898. Take on Josh Salinas from Galleria and play Michaela's hometown throwdown right now.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh my God, you know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
Ah, this is the funniest thing ever. Did you get him? Adrian, did you get him?
Nope. He was on hold. No, he's not. Nope.
So I just got a DM and I just happened to pick up my phone and I'm not even sure why I picked it because I don't pick up my phone a lot during the show. And or maybe I do and I just don't realize it because that's what we all do. We just mindlessly, you know, pick up our phones and look at them while we're doing other stuff. But I got a DM. Hang on, now I gotta find it again. I don't know what happened to it. I got a DM from Josh. Yeah, Josh says, waiting on the call. He says a couple of minutes ago, I see Adrian frantic in the producer's room, and I just go, hey, I don't know how it all, because honestly, I don't know what he does in there half the time. I just let him do it. I don't care how the sausage is made. I just know it's delicious. So, I don't worry about the, process.
Finally. Hold on, bro.
I just...
I forgot my mic was on air.
Yes. No, it's great. Grinding. Well, I'm glad you didn't say effing finally.
Well, it's funny because the behind the scenes, like you were saying, he was on hold. I wanted to just double check because it's been a few minutes just to be like, hey, we're about to go on air. Didn't hear anything. And then he's DMing you and I'm like, he's on the line right now. But no fear. He's here. Should I bring him on?
So how does it work? Do you normally call them or do they call in?
I call them.
Okay. So he's going, he says, waiting on the call. And I say, so I said that to Adrian and Adrian goes, I called him. He's on fire. And I'm like, okay, well maybe this took a minute to get in or whatever. And he's just excited and all that kind of stuff. And then Adrian goes, but he's not there. He's not saying anything. So we're good. Do you have a
yes,
challenger?
We do. So we have Josh and Lauren.
So everything is set. Well, yes. Hang on a second. Let me start the music then. So your champion, your champion is Josh Salinas from Galleria. Everything okay, Josh? You good?
Everything is good over here. Living that American dream. You know what I'm talking about?
Same,
yeah,
brother.
Josh,
same.
What did you just say,
Michaela?
No, oh, no, I said Joshua because it felt right.
I thought you said Shua. I was like, what?
Just felt like he deserved his full name. He was giving such good vibes.
What girl talk is this?
I just thought you were just making, just reacting. And I was like, well, that's fun.
Shua.
but I'd like to know more.
Yeah. So, hear that. Yeah.
Well, yes, Joshua, for your full name. Welcome back.
Hello,
we're playing Morgan Wallen tickets. You're still in for those?
I'm still in for those, yes.
All right, buddy. Who's there? Are you somewhere that you're not supposed to be on the phone playing a game right now? Because you sound like you're trying to hide something.
No, I got my whole staff around me. They're all listening to me right now. I'm in my office.
Oh, there's some clapping back there.
Yes.
Hell yes.
Sounds like a whole bunch of access to Google. I like it.
Yeah, no doubt. And a bunch of people shouting out a bunch of different answers, which will be awesome. All right, so who is our challenger today?
That'll be Jasmine Perez from Sunrise Manor.
Hey, Jazzy.
Hey.
Can we call you Jazzy? Are we familiar like that?
Yeah,
are we good friends?
Yeah, we're best friends.
I love that. Sunrise Manor, of course, the city of champions. They're in second place right now. 25 wins overall. Jasmine can get them back on the winning track. We haven't had somebody from Sunrise Manor in a hot minute. So Galleria versus Sunrise Manor today. Make sure you buzz in with your name if you know the answer to the question. But don't answer until we call upon you because a lot of times people think they got in first and they just straight did not. First 1-3 wins the game. Our quiz master is known as the commissioner. Why is that, Big Josh?
Because their last name is Gordon.
Because their last name is Gordon.
Thank you, Josh.
The one, the only, the commissioner, the cover star of Q Vegas magazine, Michaela Gordon.
This actress was the latest celebrity to get arrested for being too hot at a Sabrina Carpenter concert, proving to her soon-to-be ex, Keith Urban, she's doing just fine. What's her name?
Two. One. Nothing?
Crap!
That is... Oh, no. I can see her and I can't think of her name.
Keith Urban
and...
One.
I got the button. Ooh, and guess which button I'm going to push.
Shut up, dummy.
Shut up, dummy. What's it?
The answer is Nicole Kidman.
Oh.
I know, guys.
Hate everything. No points for anybody. I'm stupid.
Happens. This rapper's New Year's Eve special has been canned because he's concentrating on the Winter Olympics and also his friend Martha Stewart, who might be there. What's his name?
Josh. Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg.
Who is Snoop Dogg?
Is it Nicole Kidman?
Shut up.
Shut up, dummy.
Shut up, dummy. Again. Champion.
I almost was a dummy, and the hint almost was, and Snoop on the stoop. And I was like, Michaela, don't you dare say that.
Yeah, you can't say their name.
I know.
Right?
Could you imagine? That's the hint.
Well, maybe. Maybe sometimes. Some days are like that. Champion one, challenger, still waiting to get on the board.
Yeah. She is the star of the show Stranger Things and most recently got married and adopted a new baby, but says she's not revealing the name until the baby is a little bit older. What's the name of this actress?
Jasmine. Millie Bobby Brown?
Get her on the board just like that. Get her on the board. Do you think, Michaela, do you believe all the drama that's surrounding Millie Bobby Brown is actual drama, or are we just being sucked in by the PR moves again to promote whatever it is that she's out there promoting? I think it's a movie.
Stranger Things.
I don't know.
Or is it the new season?
I think it's a little PR move.
I think so,
the
too.
The timing is wild.
And I get sucked in, and then I go, oh, that's why this is coming out.
You got right me. Now.
But whatever. It's entertaining, so what? It's so great. We're tied at one.
This movie that has taken Netflix by storm with hit songs like Golden won't have the sequel.
Josh.
K-pop Demon Hunters.
Yeah, man.
Let's go, Josh.
K-pop Demon Hunters. A true dad.
Yeah.
There you go, boy.
Man, did you hear the respect he just got from his coworkers
in the
background? They're fired up right now. They're fired. What's the name of that place where you work, Josh?
It's a psych hospital. I don't know if I could say it on air, but it's a psych hospital.
Okay.
With that being said, you know, make sure you take care of your mental health.
Yes.
You know, you matter. If you don't need to talk to somebody, talk to one. 98 crisis line if you're in crisis. That's all I got to say.
Coach Josh
right there.
Yes, dude.
I gotta be honest, Jasmine. If we wouldn't get in giant trouble, I would just make him the winner right now just for that speech. But nope, we gotta play it out. Two for the champ, one for the challenger.
The singer and his wife have opened up about their fertility journey and their openness now to adoption now that he's 200 pounds down and at optimum health.
Josh
for the win.
Jelly roll?
Who they also now call Veggie Roll.
Game over.
Yeah. Yes. Michaela, I'll follow your lead on that.
Thank you very much.
Good job, Josh.
Jasmine,
Josh is sneaky good. He really is. You're a good player. He's sneaky good.
You did great, though.
Yeah. We hope this is not the last we hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jasmine.
Thanks, Jess.
Of course, I'll thank you guys.
All right. Have a good day. Look at that, Josh. You got them Morgan Wallen tickets.
Hey, I appreciate you guys.
I didn't want to bust you out, but he also DM'd me yesterday. He said, I'm really studying today. I need those Morgan Wallen tickets. Okay. Well, you got those Morgan Wallen tickets, brother.
Hey, thank you.
Nice
thank
work.
You guys.
That is awesome.
We'll play for some Demi Lovato tickets tomorrow. I don't want to rat you out in front of all your coworkers that are now going to be looking at you like, so what you going to do with those Demi Lovato tickets if you win? But, you know, it's a possibility.
Christmas is coming up, right?
This is what I say to you. This is what I say to you. Josh Salinas from Galleria. Now, a two-time champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Wait, first things
first. This Hometown Throwdown is brought to you by Findlay Nissan in the Valley Auto Mall. Unlock excitement.
Second thing, second, but it's really for some people, this would be first. This would be priority. I didn't want to bring down the room when you did the K-pop Demon Hunters.
Sure.
Question.
Yes.
On Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Thank you.
Good news. The good news. This is like the Minions. You know where they show the one slide and everybody goes, yay. And then they go and then they show the other one. And they yay. Oh, a yay boo moment, as we call it in sports game presentation.
Oh, technical.
I mean, I assume that came from the wrestling world, Adrian. The yay boo moment. K-pop Demon Hunters 2. That's right. I said it. K-pop Demon Hunters 2 officially happening in Netflix. Yay!
Yay!
K-pop Demon Hunters 2 officially happening in Netflix. Yay!
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 Unfortunately. Sure. Extra yay. You can never have too much yay. Unfortunately for fans, K-pop Demon Hunters 2 is not going to come out until 2029.
Boo.
Boo.
No, dude. I didn't get to finish the question, but that was the end of it. And I was like,
I figured it might have been.
That's wild.
I didn't want to throw it in. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to throw it in right then just because animated movies. It's funny. I would think with AI and with everything else, animated movies take a long time to make. And so there's no word what the sequel will be about, but geez, do they write everything? You know what I mean? Once stuff leaves the public eye, we'll be on to 17 other things by 2029.
Dude, I was like, are we still going to be into this 2029? So many things happen. Like 5 years ago was the pandemic. Life is moving, babe. 4 years from now, who knows where we'll be?
They notoriously don't do AI, though. So that's the thing. They don't want to use that. And apparently, because I got into this discussion yesterday, because I'm like, yo, what are we doing? Like a new Mario movie's coming out next year. And that mm-hmm. first one came out 2 years ago. They don't have to take 3 years. This is an Oppenheimer of animated movies. But some people told me that animated movies take longer than actors or live action, I guess they would call it.
I wouldn't have believed that. Mm-hmm. I just wouldn't have believed it.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I would think you could get like an army of people and just, you know, knock it out.
Yeah, more manpower would make it a quicker process, but apparently not.
Well, and it's crazy to make a movie for 4 years from now. Like, are the jokes going to be current? Is it going to make sense? Is it going to fit the timeline of wherever we're at? Like, it just feels wild.
But like a Mario movie, sure. Mario movie, because it's a franchise. It's been around for, you know, forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
K-pop Demon Hunters is new. And while it's white hot and it's a big deal, you know, like you were saying, Michaela, 4 years from now, geez, I don't know.
Rough.
I wonder.
Yeah.
A little bit. Well, we'll find out.
Or they're going to spend.
They're going to spend bajillions of dollars. The same two directors are returning. No other details at this time.
And the craziest thing is it's going back to Netflix because this was supposed to be in the movie theaters. They didn't trust it. So they said, let's put it on Netflix. And now they got to share the pie of all the money they've made with Netflix because they didn't have faith in putting in theaters. So we'll see.
Boy, let me ask you this. Knowing what you know now, but knowing what you don't know for 2029, would you, Michaela, let's just assume that you're rich like Mackenzie Bezos. Is that her name?
Oh, I think that's her name. That for me.
The one that, the one that's donating all the money.
Yes.
If you're rich like Mackenzie Bezos, but you still care about your investments. Doesn't matter that you're stupid rich, but you care about your investments. Would you invest in K-pop Demon Hunters 2? I don't think I would.
Yeah, I would.
Just because you'd be willing to take that. That you think 4 years from now, just maybe.
Yeah, because I remember 10 years ago, like even Korean skincare. Like it was all kind of trying to trickle in, come up. It hadn't fully come to fruition like the U.S. It's slowly still making moves. I'm into the whole Korean culture. Yes, doing it.
100%. Michaela, I love you because I don't think me or Chet were expecting that answer at all.
No, no. If you had Korean skincare on your bingo card,
make sure
you mark that space and we'll be right back.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Perfectly imperfect. 98.5 KLUC.
Wait, there's a question from the producer studio. Yes, Adrian Hernandez, call on you. We're calling on you.
Yes, since we were talking about K-pop demon hunters and movies and having to wait till 2029, I want to know, next year, one of the highly anticipated movies is a Michael Jackson biopic called Michael.
We just got a thing about that if we wanted to go see it.
Yeah, the teaser trailer just dropped like within the past hour. I'm just wondering, how excited are you guys? Jafar Jackson's playing Michael Jackson. We got Miles Teller, Nia Long, Coleman Domingo in the cast.
Nia Long.
Yeah.
How are you guys feeling?
Well, I didn't really think about it, but I guess I'm into it.
I was highly skeptical until I went through and I went, well, the cast is good.
Yeah.
I just think that's a lot to live up to. It's a lot. You know what I mean? We've seen, what are they going to tell us that we don't already know?
Yeah, it's the thing. There's so many books, documentaries.
You know, I mean, there was that six part thing that was on. That was on all, you know, like on BET or whatever was.
Yeah, every music network's done their own version.
So I'm kind of wondering. It's like, well, okay. And is this Jafar Jackson? Is he related?
That I need to check.
See, I think
all I know is this is a two part. Like it's going to be two movies. And what got me like, okay, hold on, is the director of Training Day is directing
Antoine
this
Fuqua,
movie.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hold on, this can't be bad. He made that.
I'm with Chet on this. I feel like it's just so much to live up to that I'll just go in like optimistic, of course, but like the expectations are going to be what they are.
I think I'm going to go in pessimistic.
It says just, on Google he's the son
you've
of got Jermaine
to convince,
Jackson.
Yeah, you've got to convince me. Yeah, Michael's nephew. So, I don't know, man. Can we not all agree that the pressure is high? Huge
for
pressure.
Sure.
And not only because of the Michael Jackson movie, but because Antoine Fuqua, because Miles Teller, because, you know, names you know, and this poor kid, Jermaine's kid, Jafar. Oh no!
We'll see, dude.
The teaser looked good, but
can I ask a follow-up question? Do you believe that no matter how good it is, will it be able to live up to the expectations? I don't think so.
I don't know. You'll have your pessimist that'll be like, "This sucked," and then you have your optimist that'll like, "I love all MJ, so I loved it."
I think it can because of what you said, Chet. How you said how everyone's like, this can't be that good because there's been so much that's come out. So I think that the bar set low despite the cast.
No, I think the bar set high. I couldn't disagree with you more. I think the bar set way high. Again, because of Antoine Fuqua and all of this all the hype. And we're going to do two movies. No, get in there.
The only thing that would make it nice is the technology difference that we've had over the years. Like maybe that would enhance the experience.
And you know what the pressure's on? That first movie.
Oh,
because if the first movie's garbage, ain't nobody going to the second one.
Better kill it in the first.
When does it come out? 2029, like K-pop Demon Hunters?
No. It comes out next
year. Doesn't matter. Yeah, it comes out like March or April, which will be here before you know it. Speaking of being here before you know it, Relationship Rehab. We've got Demi Lovato tickets for you. It's an age-old story, and every once in a while it comes back around. She is super concerned with her boyfriend's number. Admittedly, this one's it's stout. It's triple digits.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, I'll stick by the same answer I've had every other time that this has come up, though. Doesn't matter what the number is. It doesn't matter. We'll get into it. Relationship Rehab coming up in just a minute.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, how you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
All right, let's go. 8 o'clock on Thursday morning. Almost Friday. Almost. We getting there. We getting
let's
there.
Go, baby.
She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. We are 28 days from Toy Drive. 4 weeks from now, Toy Drive.
Let's go.
3 weeks Thanksgiving. And you want to make it really crazy? 40 days from now, 40, which if we follow each other on social, I put a thing up, obviously, 12 days ago that, yeah, that it was 40 days till Toy Drive. And even then, like, we've gone from 40 to 28, bang, bang, 40 days from now, it's over. And that's it. So we got to get on it, people. We got a lot of work to do. 42 trucks, 7,675 bikes would be one more. $786,895 would be one more. Listen, I'm not going to complain if we could just round up to 8,000 and 800,000. And I think that'd be awesome. And not for nothing, this one's got a little hot sauce on it for me. It will be my 25th, it's our 27th. If you remember, I was gone in 02 and 03. We started it in 1999. I was gone in 02 and 03, but this will be my 25th Toy Drive. And at the end of it, it will be 300 days on top of a scaffold.
Amazing.
If you count a month as 30 days, it's 10 months of my life on a scaffold.
Insane.
Yeah. And I love the people that are doing the math. Yeah, do it just 5 more years. It's a year. Let's get through this one first.
It's like 1 year at a time, you know what I'm saying? We're focused on this year.
I can promise one more.
Who do you think are K-pop Demon Hunters 2?
Yeah, 2029.
I know.
2020. Yeah, wait a minute. Thanks, Michaela.
Leave this man alone.
Hang on, so 12. What was it? Yeah, it would be 5 more. It'd be 5 more to try and do a full year on a scaffold. I don't know. I just don't know.
And Chad, I want you to know my son is locked in on Toy Drive. Every time we pass a Walmart or whatever grocery store that has bikes on the side, he just assumes, hey, those are for Toy Drive, right? So let's go.
Well, not saying they're not.
You know, exactly.
I'm not saying they're not. I think it'll be funny. What'll be funny is you know, because one day it will end. Everything does. I think one day, so like the Walmarts of the world, we'll be like, oh, wow, we did sell a lot of bikes for Toy Drive. Huh. What changed? And they'll probably internally, they'll go, well, you know, kids don't ride bikes anymore. You know, whatever stuff you want to say internally, they'll justify it. But we'll know. We'll all know. Huh.
We'll all
you're down,
know.
Wow, you're down about 8,000 bikes. How about that? Interesting. Relationship Rehab brought to you by Odyssey. Helping local business tell your story at 702-889-5100. We can make it work for you. We can put 100,000 watts of power to work for you. 702-889-5100. Or just reach out to one of us. We know the right people. We'll send you to the right people.
Yeah.
She didn't want to leave her name because she's conflicted is the word, and concerned. She asked him how many women that he's been with. He said, I don't know. Best guess. I don't know how old they are. Not that I think it matters necessarily. Mm-hmm. I mean, it does. If he's 18 and his number's 150, that's a bunch.
Yeah.
If he's 40 and his number's 150, still a lot, you know? But she asked, he answered, told her it was around 150. She's skeeved out, and she doesn't know if she can be with him anymore.
Oy, yeah.
That's really it. Mm-hmm. True story. There's a whole other paragraph after this, but I'm looking at the.
I mean, it's so what you said. It's like that's it. Got
yeah,
it.
Yeah. You could. I mean, we could go on and give a bunch of whys and wherefores and all that other kind of stuff. Are you okay?
if you find out their number's 150, are you breaking up? I get that. I guess because that's what she's asking. Mm-hmm. She's like, well, I know I'm not the only one, and he's not my only one either, but I'm not 150.
Oh, I got to think about this. I got to really give it thought.
I love
she's
this.
Like, she's like, I've had, I, of course you do. Mm-hmm. I've had.
No, I love it. I love it. Go ahead.
Thank you. I love it. I love it. Go ahead. She's like, I've led what I believe to be a normal dating life. This is pretty simple for me at 702-364-9898. I'll jump in first.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should probably break up.
You do?
Probably should. Yeah, but maybe not for the reason that you think.
Okay.
Maybe not the reason you think. Demi Lovato tickets, 702-364-9898. It's not that deep tour. In this case, it might be that deep. MGM Grand Garden Arena on the 8th of May. That's a Friday. Caller number 25, 702-364-9898. It's Relationship Rehab brought to you by Odyssey. Right now, 98.5 KLUC.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
That was an extraordinary... In fact, I believe that is the shortest song that we played. Okay. Do you need another second?
I swear, Adrian? To God, I blinked and it was like, we're back.
No. Are we good? Like, yeah. Are we good? Because I can give you another... I can buy you another 3 minutes.
No, I got you lined up with a couple of folks, so we're good.
Okay, because, it was funny because it kind of caught us all by surprise a little bit. And then I thought, man, that's a minute and 57 seconds. I don't know. Here, well, I'll buy us another 10.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Relationship Rehab. She's concerned with his number. She asked him. He told her 150. She's like, oh, God. I am now grossed out. I am now skeeved out. I don't know if I can be with him anymore, she says. To which I say, yeah, you should probably break up with him. Maybe not for the reason that you think. The number has nothing to do with it for me.
Okay.
The number, yeah, fine. But yeah, you may want to break up. Where are we going to start?
We'll start with Atera.
Oh my goodness. By the way, I'm looking at the screen. Is that accurate that it's unanimous?
Yeah, it's one-sided.
Wow. Okay, Kristen, why do you say she should leave?
Atera.
Oh, I'm sorry, Atera. Why do you say she... You did say that. Atera, why do you say she should leave?
I mean, you have to know that you have to respect yourself. In 150 partners, that's a lot. You don't know what's happened, how it's protecting your safety and your body. And stuff like that is just kind of crazy, at least to me. And I'm in my 30s.
What if he was safe all the way through?
It's still a lot. You're not respecting yourself. Sure. I mean, that's a lot of partners. My opinion.
No. And of course it's your opinion. Yeah. You just gave it. Who else's opinion would it be? It's yours. And it's good. It's good. Nobody's questioning that. I'm just trying to work our way through it. You would leave because it's too many. The number's too many.
Yeah. Not respecting himself.
What is your threshold? How many is too many?
Maybe like 100 for me, 100.
Okay. No, that's it. No, it's all good. Enjoy your Demi Lovato tickets.
Woo-hoo.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have fun.
Hang on 1 second. Can we go to Kristen now?
Yes, we can.
Yeah. Hey, so Kristen, why do you say leave? Everybody said, for the record, everybody says leave. Michaela, do you say leave? Yes or no?
No.
I didn't think so. I was sensing a no, and I'm interested. Kristen, why do you say leave?
I only say leave because it seems as though a person with that had a body count, I feel like, wouldn't respect you as a person. You know, as a partner, because you're just out there finding people, as it feels like.
Okay. All right. Antonia, why would you say leave?
Love that name, Antonia.
Okay. Oh, thank you. I say leave because I agree with Kristen. They're not respecting themselves if they're sleeping with that many people. They don't have any morals. Like, what is the spectrum of yes, I will sleep with you, or no, I will not? Like, ew.
What's your number that's too many? How many is too many?
I mean, I've been married for 20 years, so I say a very low number. Like, I don't know. More than 20 is a lot.
Okay. Yeah. That's funny. Everybody, this is not the number has the number doesn't make any difference. And we'll get to that in a minute. And Michaela says stay. Andre, why do you say leave?
I don't know. I think I'm changing my mind. I don't think I have I've been with a lot of women. You know, we've all been with, we've played around before. So I don't know. I think if she didn't know, would she leave?
That's that question.
You know?
That question to me is dangerous, Biz. It just is. Because and I get it. You want to know, and it's important. But what about the idea? What about the idea that whatever is past is past? So then how many different things go into you making your decision whether you stay or go? My wife led a life before me. I led a life before her. I just don't want to know. It's none of my business. What happens now is important. But that's just how I, who is it that said that? Tara said, that's my opinion. Yes. It's your opinion. We shouldn't all agree on that. In the wise words, Andre, thank you, brother. In the wise words of the great philosophers, the Yin Yang twins, don't start no stuff, won't be no stuff. You know, so
exactly. Yeah.
But so this is why I say she should leave, Michaela. That it bothers her. She's never going to get over it. She'll never get past it. So you might as well. This is going to end eventually. If this bothers you that much, she get out.
Yeah, I feel like she is calling for us to maybe look. If she wanted to have her decision swayed so she could be okay with it, I feel like she wouldn't have written us. I feel like, look, people can be single until they're 45. Like my stepmom never got married until she met my dad. Now, oh my God, RIP. I'm not even trying to call her like a hoochie or anything. She's actually very conservative.
She's like, wait a minute. I shouldn't be telling this story.
Where am I going here with this? Whoa, sister. RIP.
All right. Well, you're already there.
I know. But I'm saying, like, if you've waited so long, you know, dude, whatever. So you slept with a lot of people, not a lot of people. I don't think saying like you don't respect yourself. Look, people were wild in their 20s, maybe their 30s. Like, to me, if you're a good partner, you're loyal, you're monogamous, you're honest, those are the attributes that should matter. I don't think that the body count should be like the thing that you're like, oh, this is an issue. But I've never thought like that. Like, I think, right. Who cares?
And it sounds to me, what I'm hearing you say is that you're kind of playing this from his side, though. You know what I mean? Like, you're advocating for him.
Yeah, because I feel like if she didn't love him, she wouldn't want to have this conversation. And I think, like, society's like, oh, if you sleep with a lot of people, you are gross. But, like...
And that's an opinion. That's
totally.
And I get it. I hear it.
Yeah.
I hear it. But if you didn't know... So then that kind of goes back to my point with that. He's like, so, but if you didn't know, would it matter?
No.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, if he didn't know, if he told her, instead of 150, if he said, I don't know, 10.
Yeah. I mean, I've never asked cause I don't care, but
bingo.
In this situation, she Ying does Yang know. Twins. So I feel like that's the information we have. And going off of that, you know, it's 150. In my opinion, I think you should just love your man, girl. I think he's probably a good man. He did tell you the truth.
Right. Let me go back. Let me ask you this. So she says, I am now grossed out. I am skeeved out. I'm not sure if I can be with him anymore. How do you address that?
I think that, like, if this were my sister or something, I'd say, is he good to you? Does he love you? Does he treat you right? Does he treat you well? And those are the things that you have to decide. Like, if those things are more important to you, I think you can get over being skeeved out. I think maybe initial shock reaction, but then you're like, you know what?
Yeah.
My dude's good.
No, good for you. Good for you. On my side of it, I'm like, no, you're already, it's always going to be back there.
That's what I'm saying, Chet.
It's going to be haunting you.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm on your side, Chet, with this 100%. It's like, another example is if a partner cheated and then they're like, hey, we're still going to stay together. But every time they get into an argument, they bring it up. Like, you can't do that because it's in the back of your head. So this will be. If you're disgusted by that, there's no change in that. I don't believe.
Yeah, I would. You know what? That's funny. And that's the old cheating argument, too. Michaela, do you believe in second chances for cheaters?
Yeah.
Yeah, and see, there's a lot of people that can't. And by the way, that is perfectly on brand with you. You've been consistent mm-hmm. in the whole time that I've known you and that we've done this kind of stuff. That's absolutely.
Yeah.
In fact, I would be surprised if you had said anything different. So this makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Again, I go back to what Atara said. She goes, well, it's my opinion. Yeah. And that's why we do this, because there's a lot of different ways to look at it.
I do love that Atara was like, 150 too much. And you're like, what's your number? And she was like, I'm okay with 100.
100, fine.
I'm good with that.
100.
150. Get the hell out of here.
150, I can't do this. 99, sure. 100, get out.
Too much. Boundaries. Yeah,
hopefully she'll work it out and be happy no matter what she decides. Yeah.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Professionally unprofessional. 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, where this came up was we went to Trader Joe's the other day to get the good stuffing for Thanksgiving, and so I was bagging the groceries, and I got it all into one bag because I'm pretty good at that game, and even the Trader Joe's guy was like, you're really good at that, and I'm like, yeah, six weeks of a not misspent youth of working at a grocery
yes,
store.
Dude.
I'm also the king of I will literally, and you know how my brain works. I will go around the parking lot and collect carts to take them to the cart thing, to the point of where my wife will yell at me from the car. She's like, will you get in here? Can we go home now? And it's not like I'm getting all of them, but if they're kind of in the neighborhood,
yeah, you're grabbing.
And I worked at a grocery store for 6 weeks before I went to do this other gig before radio.
Yeah.
And it stuck with me. And so I was talking about it with a buddy of mine. And he goes, yeah, he is. Hang on a second. We had an email exchange. I worked at Subway in high school. When I get the same sub that I've always gotten, but when they get to rolling it up in the paper, they don't do it the way that I was taught. And then he goes through this whole explanation of how you properly fold a Subway sandwich. It's great.
Funny.
He goes, the woman at the Subway I go to doesn't do it the way I do it, but then she complains and apologizes when the wrap is not right, is not tight. So I shared with her a solution, a.k.a. my way, like they do at Subway.
Uh-huh.
And she was mind blown. So is there a first job or early job skill that you still use today?
At 15 and three quarters, you can work in Vegas at a yeah. hotel. So I got hired at the Oxygen Bar inside the New York, New York. And I would go to school from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Sure.
And then I would work from 5 p.m. to midnight at this Oxygen Bar 5 days a week. And I said, my work ethic to this day, whenever I'm like, I don't know if I can do it. I said, girl, you sold air that's for free. At the New York, New York at 15 and three quarters after you went to school all day, girl, you got it. And then I'm like, I do got it. It's my pep talk
work ethic
for 25 years. It's been the same. It's my pump up. And I'm like, I can do this. I can do anything.
I can sell oxygen at New York, New yeah. York when I can't even get a yeah. driver's license.
I just cry in my rearview mirror when I'm having a tough day. And I look myself in the eye and I say, stop crying, girl. You
boy, Adrian, can you top that?
No, I can't.
Sorry.
I can't.
Sorry,
yes,
buddy.
You
yeah, you want to
yes,
you want me to just hit
can.
The button? You want to just hit the button?
We're good to go.
Just hit the button.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. so unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Normal people, abnormal lives. The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
Hey, Michaela, let me tell you the story of 142-year-old Juwan Mason. Last Friday, Juwan robbed himself a bank.
Dang.
Got $400 in ones. That's funny enough. Seriously.
I know.
Are you just
like a stripper, not a robber?
Yeah, they're handing you a wad of cash and you're going, good enough for me.
Yeah, I'll take it.
$400 in $1 bills. He had only moved to this particular small town 5 days earlier. He entered the bank around 9:20 in the morning, claiming that he had a weapon. No one's actually seen the weapon, but okay. And then demanded cash before fleeing on foot. Well, of course, once again, with the $400. Right. $1 sure. Bills.
Yeah.
Nice work, bro. So now he did plot this out. He planned some of it. So he had changed clothes, but he still was carrying literally in his hand 400 $1.
Oh my God.
Bills. So the cops, you know, they're pretty smart. They took him into custody and without incident. And he was booked into the county jail on aggravated robbery charges. To complete this whole wonderful story, he reportedly asked the police, hey, you know, I had $400 on me. Could you deposit that into my jail commissary account?
Oh, my God. Listen, that's kind of smart, though. Like, I got a lot of chutzpah to ask that, don't you?
I told him no. He said, no, we're not going to do it. We're taking the money back to the bank.
Naturally.
this is how small this town was in Ohio. Someplace, oh, I bet Adrian, oh, Adrian's not here right now. Yeah, Alliance, Ohio, outside of Akron. It's their first bank robbery since 2010. And they've solved every single bank robbery that they've had in the last 25 years. All three of them.
Oh, my. Well, good for that. You know what? They keep the city so safe. People are too afraid to do anything bad.
There was a lot of bad judgment on Juwan's part, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Juwan.
The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
More you know before we go, Michaela Gordon.
Tell me.
What percentage of Americans do you think live... Do you have an HOA?
Not currently, but yes, at a...
You have?
Yes, have.
In the past.
Yes, we still do, but we don't live in the house that we have the HOA at.
By Oh, I got you. So you've got, a rental property yeah. that you're... Okay. By percentage, how many Americans do you think live under the thumb of the HOA?
I hope not so many. 30%, 20%?
Nailed it. 30%.
Really?
75 million people, though. That's 30% of America. 369,000 HOA communities across the country. I joke, but there's that one group that they manage the HOAs, and they're fantastic people. CAI, they come to Toy Drive every year, and they have me host their family feud thing, and they take a beating. You know what I mean? On behalf of the HOA people.
Yeah, for sure.
Some people just don't do well with rules, and so the HOA is not for them. I've never had a problem with the HOA in my entire life. You know why? So put my stupid garbage cans away.
Yeah, listen, I wish it was that simple. I have the complete opposite feeling about HOAs, but I won't get into it right now.
Just give me an idea of what the last time you ran afoul of the HOA was.
They didn't like the paint color that we chose from the three colors they gave us to choose from.
They gave you the approved colors. You chose one and they said no?
Yes.
Okay, babe. That's not cool. Yeah. I'd fight that battle for you.
Thank you.
Vermont and Florida have the most HOAs. Mississippi and West Virginia have the fewest, just in case you would care. How many women do you think Jerry Seinfeld dated in the history of Jerry Seinfeld? How many do you think?
Hundreds.
66.
You know, that's pretty good. 90s,
obviously, all of those relationships failed for different and usually ridiculous reasons.
That's, mm-hmm.
And do you know what the most common town name? Well, hang on. Based on 46 of the 50 states have at least one town or city named blank, and it's the most common. Springfield is second most common. There's at least a Springfield in 34 states. I don't know if we have a Springfield, Nevada, but there's one in
at least
34. 46 out of 50 have a town named.
No idea.
Riverside.
Oh yeah.
But I only know the one in California.
Uh-huh.
I only know the one, and I know two Springfields in Oregon and in Illinois.
Huh. Yeah.
Adrian just made hand signals, which I believe to mean there is no city named Springfield, Nevada. I believe that's what he means by, and I now he's giving me a thumbs up that tells me that there is no Springfield, Nevada. Okay. How about that? All right, let's get out of here. Listen, it's almost Friday. We got to go. We got things to do, stuff to do. And it's 4 weeks until Toy Drive and insane. 3 weeks until Thanksgiving. So, yeah, we probably should get on it. Go Knights, go. Tampa Bay Lightning tonight in the Fortress at 7 p.m. Raiders Thursday Nighter in Denver. Yikes. It doesn't get any better for the Raiders. Denver tonight at 5:15. And yeah, other than that, let's do this. Follow us on social at 985 KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Adrian.
Hey, follow me at Heavyweight Radio on Instagram, on TikTok. And Oh, yeah. Have this little show called Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez. Thankful for the 140,000 subscribers that we have. But we could always use more. So on YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts, check out Unlikely.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, buddy. That's good. No news is good news with Michaela.
That's right.
Always good. When she says, when she gives you social handles and then just zips it, she literally makes a sign to me that I'm not saying anything else. Uh-huh.
That's
and
all.
And I'm like, and I nod and I smile because I'm happy for my buddy.
Uh-huh.
Do you have big plans for today? You have the whole day. The world is your oyster. Are you going to do anything or are you just going to go change into comfy pants and catch up on your shows?
Unfortunately, I have a lot to do and it's not even worth talking about. It's like behind the scenes stuff, but I will be doing it in my comfy club pajamas.
Okay, good. No, that's awesome. I just didn't know if you had a Costco run to make or I'm going to stay with the dogs.
I have a new project coming out, a new music video from the album. It's the last music video from the album. It's my favorite. So I have to finish editing it. It's just like blah, blah, blahs.
Multimedia superstar Michaela Gordon, and keep an eye out for her on the cover of Q magazine.
Pick one up, dude.
At newsstands now. That's right. Make sure you tell somebody you love them today that you haven't told in a while, because you never know when you won't get the chance again. I mean, literally, I read this heartbreaking thing of this woman who thought maybe it was her husband that crashed, the plane crash a couple of days ago in Louisville. And she thought it might be her husband, and it was not.
Thank God.
Thank God. But multiple families had people that did not come home that night. And I felt that deeply and thought of you guys right now while we say this. Tell somebody you love them that you haven't told in a while today, because you never know when you might not get the chance. And make sure you're good to the people around you. Tell them they're doing a good job, and maybe they'll even tell it back if, in fact, you're doing a good job. And maybe if they're not telling you, well, get the hint. You know, step it up. Just
get a hint.
Great things are just about to happen. And know this, we love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.